for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
I have a tremendous respect for people who are out there raising the beef that I love to eat for lunch.
That's Reed Blossom, an Illinois beef producer who salutes his fellow producers.
I had beef for lunch today. I'm thankful and I value the work and the effort that goes into raising that high-quality, safe food.
Reed lives in Petersburg, Illinois, but his roots go back to another state.
I was raised on a diversified farming operation in North Mississippi. My family has been in the cattle business for generations. My son is 6 years old and owns a very small herd of registered Angus cattle, and he is the fourth generation in my family to own cattle, and we're real proud of that.
Blossom, also executive VP of the Illinois Beef Association, and says cattlemen have big decisions to make about their future.
It's a good thing about the beef industry. You know, we're structured in a way that we have independent beef producers who make the decisions. In organizations like ours, we really let those volunteer leaders, those people who are actually swinging a farm gate every morning, make these big decisions because it's their future and their livelihood. And our organization exists as a conduit to help their message get out there and to achieve their goals.
One goal is an issue that many farm families are keeping an eye on, the estate tax.
The death tax or estate tax reform, however you want to bill that discussion, is very, very important to a lot of producers. And so we've encouraged a lot of our members, our leaders around the country, to contact their members of Congress and explain to them the very personal nature of this issue and how it affects multi-generation farming communities and farm operations within a family. This can be a very personal issue as generations turn over in an agriculture enterprise. And so we always encourage our members to reach out to their representatives in the U.S. Congress.
That's Reed Blossom, an Illinois beef producer and executive VP of the Illinois Beef Association. Now with more cattle news on Ag Life, here's Patrick Cavanaugh.
Thanks, Bill.
My son would be the fifth generation.
That's Warren Zinker. He's the North Dakota Stockmen's Association president. He's a cow-calf producer and feeder, and his ranch is based in Gackle, North Dakota, which is at the far south end of the state. Talking about that legacy that his family has in that area.
My great-grandmother, and actually my grandmother, can remember coming over from Russia when she was 8 years old. My grandfather's parents on the Zanker side, you know, they came up in the 1800s. So my great-grandfather, you know, they settled, you know, we call it the old farm. There's nothing there anymore. But
boy, that's where a cattleman family started, and it keeps going there in North Dakota.
You know, history is pretty wild when you really go back and think about it. And I, you know, when you talk to my grandmother, you know, she remembers coming over, you know, on the ship from Russia when she was 8 years old. So
now wait, that Zinker name is German heritage, we think. So how does that Russian fit into the family?
Like, you know, we're German heritage, but in our part of the state, you know, we're Germans from Russia. That's the heritage.
And at one time, German was actually spoken in the area of Gackle. Now this message.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
Develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Well, as we get settled into 2018, we look back at 2017 for the California Cattlemen and Women. We spoke with Justin Oilfield, Vice President, Government Affairs with the California Cattlemen's Association.
I mean, I think overall it was a good year. You know, certainly California is a unique place when it comes to having a very progressive legislature.
Oilfield said association unity is very important.
Definitely brings about the importance of ensuring that our industry and agriculture in general remains united and together as we address these issues.
That's Justin Oilfield with the California Cattlemen's Association. For AgLife, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.